AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden will lay out his climate change policies tomorrow on a visit to Massachusetts, but pull up short of declaring a climate emergency. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
I would not plan an announcement this week on national climate emergency. Again, everything is on the table. It's just not going to be this week on that decision.
The U.S. House overwhelmingly approves a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriages in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade abortion access. Texas Democrat Sylvia Garcia.
Marrying the person you love is not abnormal. It's frankly none of your business. Abnormal is your obsession with what other people do in their private lives and in their homes. Love is love. Amor es amor.
Republicans in the evenly split Senate are likely to use the filibuster to stall the measure. Jurors in the penalty phase of the trial of Nicholas Cruz saw gruesome video of the 2018 massacre. Here's Ed Donahue.
People in the gallery didn't see it, but jurors stared intently at video screens. Some started squirming. One looked up at gunman Nicholas Cruz and then returned to watching the video. It showed Cruz murdering 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Many were shot at point-blank range. Among those testifying later was teacher Dara Haas.
We heard the pop, 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 the sounds of the gunshots.
Haas thought it might be a drill, but realized quickly it was not.
One of the students was injured. He didn't have time to make it out of his desk.
Three students were killed in her class. While the video was playing, Cruz looked down and did not appear to watch it. I'm Ed Donahue.
The jury has to decide on a death sentence or one of life without parole. This is AP News. Federal prosecutors in opening statements say former top Trump advisor Steve Bannon willfully ignored a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Assistant U.S. Attorney Amanda Vaughn telling jurors in Bannon's contempt of Congress trial, it wasn't an accident, it wasn't a mistake, it was a choice by him to deliberately ignore the subpoena. After today's session, Bannon attacked the committee leaders for not being at his trial.
They should be here, the senior people on the committee shouldn't have to send staffers. They should send themselves.
If convicted on the two counts, Bannon would face a minimum of 30 days or as long as a year behind bars. Starting next year, Major League Baseball uniforms will not only be adorned with the team logos, players' names, numbers, and various patches, they will also have advertising. The San Diego Padres, the first team with a deal, sporting Motorola patches next spring. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.